I'm Joan Murray, and I'm here to read a poem that some people call the 9/11 poem, and some people call The Greatest Generation, but its real name is Survivors Found. I wrote this poem on an Amtrak train 4 days after the terror attacks. I ran into some men in the cafe car. They were wearing shorts and jeans, but there was something about them, something about the way they were carrying themselves, so erect, it seemed as if they were on a mission. And it dawned on me, and I asked them, "Are you firemen?" And they said, "Yes, they were." And I said, "Are you going to New York?" And yes, they were. They were going to dig at the pile. And I said, "I hope you find some survivors." And I went back to my seat and I wrote Survivors Found. It shot out of me in ballad rhyme, something I've never used before or after. And 4 days later, I read it on NPR's Morning Edition, and thousands of people from all over the world contacted NPR wanting copies, and that poem became something of an anthem for that day. It's included in my anthology, Poems to Live By in Uncertain Times, which I edited as my response to the attacks. It was published by Beacon Press on 11/11/01, exactly 2 months after the attacks, and it has become a Beacon bestseller. Here it is now, Survivors Found. We thought that they were gone. We rarely saw them on our screens, those everyday Americans with workaday routines. And the heroes standing ready, not glamorous enough. On days without a tragedy, we clicked and turned them off. We only saw the cynics, the dropouts, show-off snobs, the right and left-wing critics. We thought that they were us. But with the wounds of Tuesday, when the smoke began to clear, we rubbed away our stony gaze and watched them reappear. The waitress in the tower, the broker reading mail, the pair of window washers filling up a final pail, the husband's last "I love you" from the last seat of a plane, the tourist taking in a view no one would see again. The fireman, his eyes ablaze as he climbed the swaying stairs. He knew someone might still be saved. We wondered who it was. We glimpsed them through the rubble, the ones who lost their lives, the heroes' double burials, the ones now left behind, the ones who rolled a sleeve up, the ones in scrubs and masks, the ones who lifted buckets filled with stone and grief and ash. Some spoke a different language. Still no one missed a phrase. The soot had softened every face of every shade and age. The greatest generation? We wondered where they'd gone. They hadn't left directions how to find our nation home. For 30 years we saw few signs, but now in swirls of dust they were alive. They had survived. We saw that they were us.